Welcome back to Second and Short. It is Friday, June 27th, 2025, and this is indeed the last episode of the Second Short podcast. But it doesn't mean we're really going anywhere. We are going to be transitioning into some short form content. So more stuff over on TikTok and Instagram, and we'll stay here on YouTube as well with the YouTube short stuff and maybe some other just short form YouTube content in general. But the podcast itself will no longer be coming out on Mondays and Fridays. Luke, how are you doing today? You're joining me on this final episode. I know it's kind of it's bittersweet.
It is bittersweet. Yeah. We had a great field day today.
Yeah.
So that'll be coming out shortly. You still got some summer content to look forward to.
Yeah.
If you're the viewer. So, yeah, man, it's bittersweet, sad, but, you know, also kind of happy.
Yeah.
We're not doing the podcast anymore.
Yeah. I think it's just going to allow us to have more of a group effort and be able to all put in effort into what we're making and make something that is much more consumable and enjoyable for the people that are already fans and have been following along, but also for the future. Because the way that the podcast worked, I kind of had to just take on everything regarding the podcast itself. And so that just left me with not a lot of time to do what was needed to grow. And the short form content is going to do just that. And it will be the full, focus.
Yeah.
So I think it's really going to be, I think it's a good move for the future. And that doesn't mean that, you know, if things do go well for short form and we really, you know, start catching some traction with the short form stuff, it doesn't mean that we can't come back to doing a podcast.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, in the future, that's certainly there. But for the time being, this will be the end of the podcast. So no podcast to listen to on Mondays and Fridays.
Yeah.
So much more content.
Is the plan.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah.
That is the plan.
I kind of wanted to also jump in. I need the viewers to realize that the only thing that ever went up on our podcast that wasn't edited by Grayson, you know, he would sit down for hours and edit these videos, was my Premier League team of the months.
Yeah. I was walking you through until like March.
Yeah, so still most of the season, Grayson is in Discord, like kind of telling me what to do and everything just so I can get acquainted. And then the mock draft that I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything else is Grayson. So if you're the viewer, you know, just I want y'all to realize that it's kind of, it was all him. It was all him while having a full-time job, while being a student. It was all Grayson.
Unless you didn't enjoy it, then it was not me.
Yeah.
That was not me.
And also, you know, the end of the podcast is coming at a very good time not to have the podcast.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
If it was during the NFL season, we probably would have kept doing it. You know, even if we were unhappy with the podcast, we would have probably stuck it out.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is just the perfect time to not have a podcast.
Exactly. And it doesn't mean that it's going to stop us from doing kind of the regularly scheduled things, the things that we have made kind of a fixture in the podcast. My view for a lot of our short form content is essentially taking the things that we already cover on the podcast and making it into a bunch of smaller things. Like everything that I would talk about in an MLB recap, or at least a lot of it is, is worth putting out there. I mean, my good pitching and bad pitching segment could be a TikTok itself. The things that Luke covers, like you covering the Yankees, could be its own thing every week, just on TikTok. So that kind of stuff can live there. And then series that we would typically be starting soon, like division previews, team previews, MLB awards, you know, NFL awards predictions and whatnot, that kind of thing that we always do around this time of year will just be put out in a different format in what I would consider a more consumable format.
Yep.
So I think that's going to be a blast. We've already got a few things kind of not planned, but out there, I think.
We've talked about some
things. With how we want to cover some things in what we're going to be covering. So that's definitely a big deal. We've obviously got like the World Baseball Classic coming up, and the World Cup is going to be in America next year, and we're definitely going to be wanting to cover that when something that big is, especially in our city. So there is unlimited opportunities. I think the podcast as well, because of how much time and effort it took away from our ability to go out and do other things a lot of the time. So that also is another window that kind of opens with this change.
Yeah. Yeah,
Nathan, I would love to get your opinions here because you've obviously been along for the ride and also listened to all the episodes.
I have. There's a couple I have.
Yeah, for sure.
Just here and there when like I actually paid attention the whole time sitting over here.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've probably the if there was a Apple Wrapped for Apple Podcasts, yeah. I'm definitely
your
the
number
top
one
viewer.
You're number
or
one.
Second in short
for sure.
I gave up after like 100 episodes.
Yeah. People always think it's crazy because I'm literally in the room while we record them.
Only for
too.
Half of them, really, because when
yeah,
Luke's not
this
here.
This summer, I've listened to every yeah. single episode.
Yeah.
Let me just start by saying all these boys are very entertaining to hear or talk because, you know, I don't watch the videos on the YouTube yeah. of the podcast. They're all so entertaining and they're knowledgeable and they can all just talk your ear off.
Yep.
So props to you guys because I'm good and terrible at that at the same time. But I'm very excited to go to short form.
Yeah.
I know it hasn't come out of how that conversation went down, but I, for those of you who don't know, Grayson wanted to just stop.
Yeah, I did.
Grayson was done.
Yeah.
And I threw out the idea of trying to do short form, and it seemed like everyone was kind of like, yeah, why not? And so that's the route we're going to try to go. I think we're trying to get some familiar faces in there, too. I think Mike's going to try to jump in and see if he can get more comfortable on camera by himself. That sounds crazy. Sorry.
It does.
And I think that's going to add a new sport as well. I know Mike loves yeah. the NBA. Obviously, the season just ended, so bad timing on that one. But
still,
NBA does hit at a good time of the year where football's kind of wrapping up. So yeah. NBA could definitely ramp up there and be quite exciting. We just had the draft last night, actually.
Yeah. Shout out Cooper Flagg.
Yep. Cooper Flagg went number one overall. Ace Bailey looked like he was ready to kill himself after he got drafted.
All right. Shout out Con Knipple.
Is that how you like, say it?
Yeah.
I thought it was Knipple.
It might be. I don't know.
I don't know. It's spelled. It's like
I don't watch college basketball.
It's like
K-N-E-U-P-P-E-L. Yeah. I don't need to go down a Con Knipple rabbit hole,
yeah.
Personally.
Who
but
did the Hawks end up with?
Who knows, bro?
They like traded a bunch
down
of stuff, and then
they traded down to 23
for next year.
I know we got some
round.
Tingus Pingus action
that's
coming to Atlanta. Yeah.
Who
can't
the fuck
wait.
Is Tingus Pingus?
What the fuck did they do? That's one of my favorite
yeah,
clips.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. But yeah, the NBA
yeah,
will be
yeah.
coming
NBA's
to second short.
Come in. Who knows? Maybe some hockey or something.
Maybe.
Just depending, maybe. Yeah. You know. There's a bunch of stuff that could be coming in. I know me and Colin's kind of focus, because we do live together, is going to be more on collaborative kind of tier lists, more of the fun side of sports content, whereas Grayson, Luke, and Mike are going to be much more on the informational side
mm-hmm.
and recapping side. I'm sure they'll have some fun every now
oh,
and
yeah.
then with some tier lists, some blind ranking, stuff like that. But mm-hmm. I know that's going to kind of be me and Colin's main focus while these two fine gentlemen focus on the actual meat and potatoes of what's happening in the leagues and everything.
Yeah.
But I'm very excited.
Yeah.
I like short form content. I know Grayson is a big consumer of short form content.
You know, definitely.
I know Luke uses Facebook because he's weird. No, I'm just kidding. Luke, you're an Instagram Reels guy, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Facebook Reels I can death scroll on too for a while.
I know Colin is big on Instagram Reels, Facebook Reels, and TikTok.
Yeah.
So.
I'm pretty much strictly a TikTok guy, but it's a lot.
I'm a TikTok guy, but it's not that much. I think my screen time last week was like 3 hours, like average.
That's probably mine yesterday.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time on TikTok, but we don't need to get into that.
I was talking about my entire phone, too.
I guess that just tells everybody I've got some experience and I've got ideas for what we can do on TikTok. But yeah, Nathan's right. When I went into the conversation with Nathan and Luke about kind of bringing this to an end, my whole thought was just like, all right, like we're done. We had a fun time. We had a good run, and that's what it was. Mainly because, you know, I started this podcast for kind of for a school assignment, kind of just to talk to Brock about sports. And then we welcomed Luke into the fold, and then that added kind of another vertical. And then I just enjoyed it so much. It gave me a lot of fulfillment because I was working a job that obviously was not what I planned to be doing for the rest of my life. And so as I continued to get this experience that I wasn't getting through school and through work, I, you know, had so much fun. And then I got this job that I absolutely love, and it's because of what I've done here. And so as that's kind of ramped up, it felt like I didn't need this as much, but I do. I do need that extra thing to talk about sports because I love it. I mean, that's the whole reason it started in the first place, and that's not going to change. But it's just more the modality we take to send it your way is what's changing.
Yeah. I just looked at my screen time average. Yeah. My daily average is 5 hours and 39 minutes.
Just in general?
Yeah.
Okay.
Daily average.
That's actually not that
Let me
bad.
Give you guys what
it
my
feels like
time
it's bad.
Was. Let me give you my TikTok screen time for last week.
Oh my God.
Last week's, and this was a low week, 15 hours on TikTok last week.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Actually, just this week, I've been on my phone way more. Because I've been working from home, and then once I'm done working from home, I'm just on my phone. I was on TikTok I've already been on TikTok for 15 hours this week. That's since Sunday.
I've been on for 2 hours.
How are you such a productive weapon?
I have been on X.
How does that? That doesn't make any
hours.
Sense.
I be doom scrolling Twitter.
I mean, I'm not gonna go through the apps that are there, but
the third one's great. Yeah,
it's not
51% up from last week.
Yeah. No, this is a high week because I've gotten the chance to work from home.
What
quite
would
a bit.
Entertainment?
Entertainment, I believe, is Snapchat. Maybe no, that's social.
Entertainment is like music.
Yeah,
ESPN,
I've got 2
YouTube.
Hours on music and an hour and a half on ESPN. So,
what's your total screen time, Greg? For this
week? Total screen time so far this week is 38 hours and 44 minutes.
Mine's 17. Yeah.
But also, I do a lot of work on my phone.
That's true.
But, yeah. So, I've got the credentials here to make the shift over to short-form content because I consume so much of it. Not that I don't consume a bunch of long-form content, too, because I constantly have podcasts on while I'm working and whatnot. But, yeah, I'm really excited about what this means. And I think we can kind of go ahead and talk a little bit about like some of the plans we have. And the first one is going to be kind of that breaking news, like quick opinions on things that happen across sports. And me and Luke are probably going to more spearhead this than anyone else. But like we've got plans for like the trade deadline for the MLB to just be set up in here and just kind of alternating, just hitting every single trade that comes through. And just trying to report on because we want to, give our first take immediately rather than like what we have been running to because the trade deadline's on a Thursday. So it was like we sit here, we wait for all these trades to come through. We record when the trade deadline closes and then you guys don't hear it till the next morning and everybody else has already talked about it.
Yeah.
So it's going to be that part that's also so great where it's like, if something happens on Thursday night after we're done recording the podcast, we don't have to wait until Monday morning for anybody else to hear
it. Yeah, we're going to be much more timely this way.
Yeah, it's going to work out so much better and the content's going to be relevant. I think that was another thing that slowed us down or slowed me down from making clips a lot of times is we'd be talking about things and it's like, oh, well, this happened 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Nobody cares anymore. Like, think about it. Like, you think I'm seeing things from 3 days ago still when I'm on my 14th hour of the week of scrolling TikTok? Like,
yeah,
that's just not going to happen. So, yeah, I think that the format's going to be better. And obviously, it's going to take some adjusting. And we're going to take a brief just like time off from this before we just immediately start rolling into the other stuff. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, mock drafts were a hit. On socials this year. I think my part one of Mock Draft 1 got 212,000 views on TikTok. Yeah. Yeah, and then my part two got 67,000. Your whole Mock Draft 1 did outstanding. Like, part by part, your whole Mock Draft 1 did outstanding on there. So, there is so much for us to do with
Collins
this.
Was just a graphic, and he's got a bunch of
Collins'
views.
Graphics did outstanding. They did great. So I'm really looking forward to what we're capable of because, you know, like me and Colin did those conference previews, last year. Nathan actually joined in for one of them last year for college football. And like, that's a really fun thing to cover. That is something that I really have enjoyed, doing. And then obviously our division previews and like the division recaps that we did, that kind of stuff just moves over. God, it's so weird to look at old videos of me. I still stand on that take, though. It probably is time for Mike Trout to retire, but We don't need to get into that conversation right now. But I think this is going to be super fun. And I think it's really going to just level up our content and also just kind of put some wind in our sails. I mean, at some points in the year, especially in the summer, it's pretty easy to just kind of coast. Mm-hmm. You just let off the gas after, you know, the whole draft window is done. And you just kind of try and coast through. And I think I found myself doing that. And I found myself doing it with not just the podcast, but also the side content we were doing. And I was like, oh, okay, well, this is just not a recipe for success. So now we're going to switch things up, see how it goes. And we're gonna put our best effort into this.
Yeah. Kind of crazy that, you know, it's just a passion project, but yet we're still here.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
still doing stuff. So,
like, I literally... The whole reason this podcast came about was sitting in, shout out to Dr. Chad Gabert at Kennesaw State, teaching sports information and media, for presenting us with this like semester-long assignment of reviewing a podcast, a sports podcast at the end of the semester. Mm-hmm. And I went up to him in like October and was just like, if I did my own podcast... And like, I did a couple episodes. Could I just review that? And he was like, yeah, I don't see why not. I'm like, okay. And I literally walking out of his classroom, I think it was like Prime Day or something, walking out of his classroom, ordered the Yeti Nano that I recorded like the first 100 something episodes on. Wow. And then, and went home, figured out what, you know, I kind of played around with some logos. That's when I created the first logo, which was rough. First logo was rough. I mean, it was the first time I had ever used Adobe Illustrator, and it was brutal. But I made the logos, and I spoke with Brock, and he was on board, and I figured out how to record it. I figured out, you know, where it could be hosted and how to edit the audio and Audition. Like, all of that stuff I figured out in a matter of, like, a week. Maybe 2 weeks before me and Brock recorded the first episode. And fun fact about the first episode, we recorded an intro and it just got corrupted. And so it started, like, I don't know how long the first episode of the podcast is, but it was probably 30 more minutes than it was. That first episode of the podcast starts mid-sentence.
Wow.
Yeah, it was interesting. But, yeah, 2.5 hours, and it probably was longer than that, because it genuinely starts mid-sentence. But yeah, it's been a hell of a ride, very fun to just do it. I mean, there's literally still episodes out there with zero views on YouTube, and there's some way further down than episode 7. Yeah, I know. Sometimes I just didn't upload them. There's like, after 10, I didn't upload like a bunch. Yeah. After 8, I didn't upload until 15. I just didn't have time.
Yeah. Look at the bio for, hang on, scroll back up, Nathan, for episode on the 16th. Here, introduction, announcing our new addition to the team.
Yeah, and then the next thing is a clip of you saying that Big Ben is the savior, I think. Yeah, and then like the next thing after episode 15 going up was the man on the street video for the championship game.
God, that video did really well, like, it for did. It being so early in our podcast.
It was awesome. And that was such a blast.
That was a really fun time.
But yeah, I'm so like happy for what we've already done. Even though, like, you know, if you checked the numbers, they don't necessarily line up, but this is the 265th episode of this podcast. Wow. I have been on all of them. and Luke has been on half of them. It's pretty amazing that we're even here right now, and that I wouldn't say it took us, like, it's not amazing that it took us this long to be like, okay, maybe we need to switch things up. But I think it's pretty amazing that we've gotten to the point where we are like pretty confident in what we have going on here. Yep. It's just we need to kind of change the vertical in some way and just kind of spice things up.
Yep. Exactly, and we've noticed that the short form content just grows us better.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. I don't know. It after a while, it definitely felt like the podcast just became like it was our main focus, but it was such like a secondary part of, you know, our accounts and stuff. So Yeah, I'm really excited about the direction we're going into, but I am going to miss the podcast.
Yeah, I mean, so. This is probably a good time to reminisce. What's everybody's favorite, you know, different things? A favorite, like, thing we've covered? Favorite, you know, regular segment, you know, whatnot? Favorite episodes?
Honestly, does anybody have one? Things is like today, where we all got together and did a big thing with everybody.
Yeah,
yeah, getting those everybody so together. I mean,
we did it last year. It was awesome.
I think this year's draft special, this past year's draft special,
draft
was
specials are always good.
Unlike anything else we could have ever put together.
And think about when there's more people watching the draft special.
Yeah,
what?
And that's not going anywhere, by the way.
Oh yeah, we're still doing a draft.
We could literally quit. We could quit entirely, and I'm still going to live stream us doing the draft.
Yeah, it's just fun. It's a good time for us and all of us to hang out and just watch the draft, have a good time.
Yeah.
Even when nobody's in the chat.
Yeah.
It does not matter.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
Like, and that's why, you know, even if we do get more people, that's just a better chance of people being in there to talk with us about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have a good time with us. And just converse about what's happening and ask us questions. So.
Definitely. And we have so many more unique opportunities to make content in totally different ways. And like, obviously, like I said, it's going to be a little bit of like kind of taking what we already like talking about and breaking it down into smaller, more consumable pieces. But also, it opens the door for totally different things. Like what Nathan talked about with him and Colin. And doing more collaborative stuff and doing rankings and tier lists and whatnot and like blind rankings and like the small games, because like we did, you know, the Sporkles, like that was a thing that we did on episodes and you know, Strike Zone or what?
Strike Zone and Batter Up.
Yeah, Strike Zone and Batter Up and all that stuff. But it was at the very end of like an hour and a half recording.
Actually, you know what? As much as I hated doing it, I'm going to miss questions time.
Yeah, that's another thing. And I mean, that's something we don't necessarily have to lose.
The camera's not going to see this. I'm going to scroll through the note because I have put almost every single question time into the same note.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to scroll through so you guys can see how many questions I've had to think up.
We wrote our own questions for one another for a while.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, the end of the episode content was always an interesting thing.
Yeah.
Because Stake Your Claim was the first one.
No.
Yes, it was.
Are you sure?
Yes. Stake Your Claim was very first
one. I thought
one.
Do You Remember was first.
No. Stake Your Claim was first. Then it was top three, bottom three.
Yes.
Then it was Do You Remember, which I think maybe lasted 3 weeks.
Do You Remember was bad, but I enjoyed that.
Do You Remember was awful.
I love the Do You Remember.
It was bad, but fun to like when I was on an episode, that was one of the things I did.
Yeah.
It was like, it was cool to like look up something that happened that was like random or something like that. But other than that, it was like, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah. But Do You Remember slowly turned to questions time, which became such a hit to me. So much fun. Yeah. Even when
if
me
we
and Luke
just clipped all the questions time questions. We probably would have grown much better.
Probably. But like I said, question time doesn't necessarily have to stop. I mean, it could be something where, like, if we're all together, Nathan comes up, camera in the face, you know,
runs up
question.
On you with a fucking ring light
and
microphone
and says, what if, or whatever the fuck that one time you did.
God, that
did
was a difficult full episode. Questions.
Jesus.
Sorry, guys.
That was the worst questions time ever.
How much could a...
Yeah. Like, that kind of stuff was awful. Awful.
I was trying something.
You tried.
Spiced it up for sure.
I mean, we've tried plenty of things that did not work. Yeah. There's a 21 questions that was recorded. Buddy, did it not work? and there's plenty of other things that just did not work. I mean, we did like for soccer. Last year, we only put out one soccer video. It was really just the penalty shootout. We did like a 3v3.
We did
saw the light of day because it was awful.
And last year, our baseball video corrupted, so we didn't get any of the live ABs last year. Which, as long as the video doesn't, you know, all the videos don't corrupt this year.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Hope to everything that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
This year is a lot better than last year's, just on the quality of everybody's ability.
Yeah, everything.
I mean, Luke's out here showing us how it's done, just so everyone's
sure. Yeah. Shout out to, I know you, like the video isn't out yet, but shout out to Gavin yes. for coming out there. He was dying by the end of that.
Oh, yeah. He's not normally a guy to throw a lot of pitches. Said he hadn't like thrown like an actual like live ABs that
in many, a year.
That many at-bats in a year. Yeah. But shout out to Gavin for that. Thank you for coming out. Yeah. Thank you to his brothers as well for coming out, talking some shit and catching for him. Yeah. None of us wanted to catch that.
No.
Yeah.
Colin tried.
Colin tried. Was it was bad.
Yeah.
Colin actually, we got in the car and Colin said, shout out to anyone who's ever been a catcher in their life.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's how I felt today.
Oh yeah, you caught as well.
That was first time I ever put equipment on.
Yeah,
and, I didn't catch for the pitcher that we had out there, Mr. Gavin. Yeah, but
you caught for the belly.
It was hard, like the catcher's mitt was weird to figure out, and that equipment is not fun to just wear. No. So yeah, shout out to catchers who just squat
for
nine innings.
Just an idea for you as well, Luke. In like travel ball and high school ball and stuff like that. Normally, coaches make the catchers like run laps with the team with the gear on.
Just to get you ready.
Yeah, just to condition you for it.
Yeah.
Guess
that's pretty smart.
So now think about how annoying that catcher's gear was to wear and now run a couple laps around the field.
Like, yeah.
All the way, like, lining the fence.
Yeah. Way. Oh, God. Yeah, I couldn't imagine.
Pretty brutal. Yeah, that's going to be some really fun stuff that we're going to try and make out of that. So,
we were talking about questions time before we...
Yeah, we were talking about questions time. And questions, like I said, that's something that doesn't necessarily need to go away. Those like end-of-the-episode segments were fun. It just wasn't the right spot for them. Yeah, it really
terrible
wasn't.
Terrible content for a podcast.
Yeah. So that super kind of stuff can come back. I mean, I'm already like saving Sporkles for me to play and like do stuff like that because I love seeing that stuff on my TikTok.
You know what I'm most excited for?
What?
That man right there.
Yeah, I mean, Luke's going
to
be...
I think Luke is free. Make all of us look like we're not trying.
I hope so.
I don't know why.
I think
Luke is about to put out some fun, exciting stuff.
It's very hard to compete with the man to my right.
We'll see.
I'm a
busy body.
Exactly.
Hey, that's I think you're just going to go crazy.
Though. I hope so.
In a good way.
I hope so.
Yeah. That's the nice thing is that, like, we'll all be able to, like, if we need a break, take a break.
Yeah.
And, like, if
it's like, hey, I'm on vacation. I don't really want to film this week.
Like, I'll say this right now. Because of the way that my schedule, I mean, I've never during the duration of this podcast had, like, a free Thursday or really a free Sunday. I mean, every now and then
that's when I was sick.
We'd, like, record prior on, like, a Saturday has happened before. But I still wasn't free on Sunday. That's why we recorded early. Or same thing with like, you know, we'd maybe like for like Thanksgiving, we'd record on Wednesday. Obviously, I was busy on Thursday. It's not like a free day. But like Thursday is one of my days off from work.
Mine as well.
And it has just not been a day off at all for the last, you know, 2.5 years. So I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to fucking relax. It's going to be great.
You're going to be bored.
But it's also going to allow me to go on some vacations, which I don't get to do.
That's
and
true.
When we did go on vacations, I was always recording an episode of the podcast while we were there.
The Vegas episode.
Yeah, Vegas episode.
The
beach episode.
2 months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could have just not had to worry about that 2 hours of our time and just spent that on the beach.
The Vegas episode was kind of surreal.
It was crazy.
Red room, on top of the city.
Yeah, that was odd.
It did
so
look
much fun,
weird but sick.
It did, yeah. The quality was awful. It was just a webcam
like filmed on like a toaster.
It's the webcam that Luke now uses for remote episodes.
Oh,
But it was in the worst lit.
Episodes.
Yeah, it was the worst lit place ever because the windows were red.
Yeah.
But it was cool. And that was a blast.
Maybe we, honestly, like looking back, we could have done that video at night and just had lights.
Definitely. But we wanted to be able to go out at night.
Yeah.
Was the plan.
Yeah. And we did
it
go
was
out
literally,
that night.
We literally landed, went to the grocery store, or got groceries, went to the liquor store, came back up to the hotel room, got things together, recorded.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. It was crazy. And meanwhile, Jared's just sitting there waiting.
Yeah.
He's like, gosh.
Yeah. And then I had to come back and edit it. And like, it took all night to process on the hotel Wi-Fi. And so like, I had to upload it when I woke up in the morning. It was so bad.
I remember because I watched it so early in the morning on YouTube. It was in like 240p. Like it was.
Yeah. It was still
bad.
Processing.
Yeah.
it was obnoxious. But yeah, that'll be a nice thing, because that is a good way to ruin a day of vacation.
Well, for our beach trip, we actually had to plan somewhat around it.
Yeah. Yeah, we had to come back, record, then like go out.
We had draft night the night
before. Yeah, we had a draft night.
Yeah.
We left the next day at like 11 o'clock.
What was y'all's schedule for the day that y'all recorded at the beach? Like, what did y'all have to do?
So we went out and played disc golf in the morning. We played two rounds, came back, showered, recorded, got done, went down to the beach for like an hour, and then came back up. I edited everything. And then we cooked dinner.
Yeah, hung out.
Just hung out.
Because we knew what was happening that day, so we kind of like had to plan around it.
Yeah.
And we had already planned that we were only going out one night anyways, and we had already done that. So it was kind of more of just like a hanging out, vibing, chilling in the hotel, drinking.
Sitting at the table with everybody, and I'm just face deep in my laptop trying to get everything edited and done.
What did y'all do whenever y'all went out?
We just went out to dinner.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Not like a bar or anything.
No.
Gotcha.
We did all of our drinking in the room.
Cheap.
Yeah.
You're darn right. Cheaper.
Don't necessarily hate that.
Plus, I'm not a going out person.
Oh, yeah. I do love being
a
bar.
And I don't think another person that was there is either.
No.
So it was kind of more of like a...
chill.
And it's kind of like it's a boys trip that we've done now.
Yeah.
4 years in a row, I think. Somewhere about that.
Three years.
That's
three. But
so it's kind of like
it's gonna be nice when that's not, you know, in my opinion, being ruined by the podcast. A whole day is essentially lost.
It wasn't ruined.
It
threw a wrench
from 2 o'clock to literally I was up to 1 a.m. Dealing with that podcast. Like I was dealing with that for 9 hours. It's a good way to just eat up a whole day of a vacation. Yeah. So when we're potentially in Charlotte, maybe Charleston. I want to throw Charleston out there as an option, but there's plenty of different places we could go, but like going on a vacation, not being interrupted by it. Look, if there's some breaking news, I'll step aside, take a video of myself, react to it, and then
film for two minutes,
edit for five, and then I'm done. It'd be way more fun that way, and more enjoyable for all of us, even those that aren't part of the podcast. I don't think I'll ever stop calling it the podcast because I don't know what else I would call it.
The channel,
I guess. The page, yeah. But, yeah, I think, like I've said multiple times, this is really just a new beginning for Second and Short. And I'm excited. I mean, it's something that, regardless of how it goes, how long we do this for, what it turns into, I'm pretty happy with what we've done already. But there's obviously still a goal at hand.
I'm
excited.
Even if this was the last piece of content we were ever making, we still have a lot of good memories and a lot of good content to look back on.
Yeah.
Over these almost 3 years now.
That's 3 years. The start of November.
Yeah. Wild.
Yeah.
Absolutely wild.
Crazy. But do we want to like go over some of the fun things we've remember? Anybody have a favorite episode in particular outside of draft specials?
I always liked it, especially at my first apartment in Athens when, the weather would start getting warmer. The Super Bowl was about a month ago and, baseball came back and, my eyes got shit on, my nose got shit on. And then at nighttime, on Thursdays, I just got to talk with Grayson about baseball.
Yeah.
And like, it's so weird because like, I don't follow baseball as much as I should, but damn it, am I top three most excited person for it every time it rolls around. But yeah, like the start of baseball is easily one of my best like kind of moments from the podcast. Because we've covered the start of baseball 3 times now? Like the beginning of a season? Two times?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what other episodes I've liked that we've
actually done. Three. Yeah. 2023? No. When did this start?
The fall of 2022. November of 2023.
Okay, so 2023, 2024, and 2025.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Trying to think. What else have we done?
That doesn't make sense. Hold on. What?
Why does that not make sense?
That's three.
Yeah, 2023, spring. 2024, spring.
Did we start this in 2022?
Well, 2022 to 2025 is 3 years,
Grayson.
That's
a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I just remember it because it's when I moved to Athens.
Counting correctly.
This is my first semester of school in Georgia at UGA. The draft night special, obviously, yeah. always yeah. fun. All you know, that's we're kind of a broken record when we talk about that. Being in Athens with you for the second national championship was
shout out to Connor.
Really, yeah, shout out Connor. That was a great experience.
Oh,
a
yeah.
lot of crazy people that night. It was actually like kind of cool. I don't know if you felt the same way, but like I think you and I were sober.
Yes. Yeah, I had
for that video.
Yeah, no, I was underage.
Yeah. And I just turned 21 earlier that year. And yeah, it was kind of cool to be sober for that, you know?
Yeah.
And just kind of spectate everything going on.
Recovering alcohol.
Remember, we watched some guy climb on top of a car, immediately arrested.
Yeah, we had somebody's Snapchat story video.
It was me. Mm-hmm. It was my story.
Oh, I didn't know you took. Okay, yeah, that's right. That's right. I forgot you took the video. Because Connor had like an angle of it, and then you had the phone angle of it that's in the video. That's great.
Yeah.
It is funny to go back to that video and be like, wow, I really was not good at interviewing.
Yeah, now that's like part of my job.
But like I didn't know how to do I didn't know to do like the inside hand. I was like reaching across my body to put the microphone in people's face. It was brutal to go back and watch that. I watched it a couple weeks ago. But like that was a blast. So much fun.
Yeah. Me and that dude barking at each other.
Yeah. It's so many good memories. But like episodes wise, like I really liked, this is like a crazy thing to be like, wow, this was so much fun. The first year of the playoffs, I guess 2023 NFL playoffs, previewing those games was a blast.
Yeah.
That was such a good year for it. And like, I don't know what it was, but that year was so much fun to preview.
Both of us really high on Daniel Jones.
Yes.
In the playoffs that year.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, like that really sticks out to me. I know like these were episodes that did not get very much traction because it was before we started doing video. But me and Brock in the summer, the first like summer of doing the podcast, we're sitting in my basement at a really shitty table, sitting across from each other, talking into the same microphone, and like covering summer college football storylines. And like, that was so much fun. Such an odd time because like the episodes probably turned out like shit. And it was definitely not what we should have been covering.
There's also like a 90% chance I'm on the other side of the wall playing video games.
Like, yeah.
Trying to be quiet, not trying to talk. Like, people are inviting me to play it. I'm like, oh, I can't. And they're like, why? Are in the basement.
And my brother and his friend are rambling.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, my brother and his friend are in the other room. And they're like, oh.
Talking about college football in summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, that was super fun. And also, like, bringing Colin on kind of as a full-time co-host, that was super fun.
Because
like, he had filled in so many times when Brock wasn't available and when you weren't available.
Yep.
That like it was just a natural fit.
Yeah.
And like moving over to video, like the first video episode was me, solo.
Mm-hmm. That was when it didn't record, right?
Something like that. No, because Colin didn't have a webcam yet.
Yes.
So I think it was just somebody couldn't be there. And I was like, all right, well, I'll just do this one alone. And I was like, oh, if I'm doing it alone, I'm going to try something new. And we did video. And that was fun. And that kickstarted what we have now, which is a whole setup.
Yeah.
So that was fun, too. And, like, there's a lot of great clips of, like, just me sitting at my desk in my old bedroom. And, yeah, I think a lot of this is going to change, a lot of this setup. So, like, you won't really see this particular background in my videos, at least, that I'll be putting out.
We won't see it in any of our videos, probably.
Yeah, that's true. and there's also plenty of opportunities for all of us to get together and make content.
Course.
That's still going to happen. It's not like everybody's just, you know, all for themselves, but it's going to allow people to do things on their own, and then when we get the opportunities to all come together and make some good content. So it's going to be a blast. I'm really looking forward to it, and thank you to everybody that has listened to any of the 265 of these that we've done.
Yeah.
I mean, we have over 10,000 downloads on the podcast, just on the podcast platforms. What?
I mean, 265 of them are...
Yeah, sure. But it's still an outstanding number to see. We've got plenty of views on YouTube across them. I mean, we have some of the podcast episodes. I've got, I think, the highest listened to just podcast episodes, like 70-something, which is, like, crazy.
Really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it's it has been such a blast, and thank you to everybody that's supported. I mean, I have, like, close friends that watch it, but, like, I've always said, in like, for, like, a long time now with this, after, like, the first couple weeks, we were consistently getting, like, 15 to 25 or so people mm-hmm. listening to every episode. And that was like, oh, well, I can't name that many people
yeah.
that I know listen yeah. to it. So there's got to be other people that have found this in some way.
Yeah.
And so to those people, thank you so much, because that's, you know, obviously I appreciate the people I know that listen, and that's great. But if you just stumbled upon this or somebody else put you onto it, that's like, that's what we're going for.
That's a really rewarding
thing. That's what we were going for. So yeah. that was always something that helped me keep going through this.
Yeah. Huge shout out as well to my family and friends. Every family outing, you know, my yeah. family was asking me, like, what was
your
going
family
on
is so good. If we put up an Instagram reel, half of the likes, if not all of them, are your family.
Yeah. Especially shout out to my cousin Race. He's probably alongside Nathan as far as like listening to this podcast. Like, you know, how many times he's done it.
Shout out to Race for like keeping me on top of covering golf for the first year of the podcast.
Yeah.
I know I really only cover the majors, but like I like golf and I watch golf.
Yeah.
It's just I didn't know if the podcast wanted it, but when the one person is asking me, hey, you should cover this, I'm going to do it. Yeah. So shout out to Race.
Yeah. Shout out to my family. Shout out to some of my friends at UGA that also picked up on this podcast. Yeah. I don't really think my like core friend group, they're not really podcast people. So I don't really think they really cared that I was doing this, but, and major shout out to my co-host, still shouting out Brock, you know, he was a part yeah. of it as well. He's an OG. I kind of already gave my spiel, but biggest thanks to Grayson. It's the podcast was him. I mean, very rarely was a piece of content made that wasn't edited, graphic made, or, you know, he wasn't in it. I mean, yeah, so big shout out to Grayson.
I mean, even there were things out there that, like, there has not been a piece of content that I didn't have my fingers on in some capacity.
Exactly.
Like, even when you were editing your team the months I was making the graphics and sending them over to you.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like there truly hasn't been anything that does not have my paws all over it.
Yeah. And it means a lot to me because, sometimes when we were editing, Grayson and I would just like talk and him and I had never really done that before. Yeah. So, you know, the podcast definitely brought Grayson and I closer together. Exactly. And I think the most important thing to me is it also kind of furthered my career in wanting to become like a journalist. And whether it's like, you know, I'm covering sports or, you know, just like regular life stories, which I also have a passion for that as well. You know, this was a good resume thing and it would not have been possible without you, Grayson. So thank you. I really appreciate you.
Of course. Of course. So. And for me, I mean, this is literally the reason I have the job I do now. I mean, it gave me all of the experience I have at all in any of this. So it's all self-learned, and I'm still trying to learn more. I think that's the other part of ending the podcast, too, is I get to do things that I've been trying to do, and trying to learn, trying to work on. It gives me more time to do that, which will just, once again, take another leap forward in the content that we're able to produce.
Yeah.
So that part's going to be super fun. But I don't want to drag this on forever. I mean, I think we've pretty well covered what we wanted to cover. I think there's a lot of exciting things to look forward to. So make sure you're following us on Instagram and TikTok, because that's going to be the main house of it. And of course, still here on YouTube. So make sure you're subscribed as well. And follow us individually as well. I know we kind of, I post things to that second short main page on Instagram, and then we all kind of share it.
Mm.
So just, you know, you can follow us on our individual stuff too. And
yeah,
and more than, you know, we're always going to have collaborators and stuff on Instagram stuff. And you can technically do it on TikTok. I'm not that worried about my personal TikTok page myself.
Not
but
at all.
I was just about to say to be on the lookout for it.
I think everything that I want to do is second and short content. So
I know me, Colin, and Luke have talked about doing other stuff on personal accounts.
Okay, well then follow them.
Because might as well, if you're gonna make content, you might as well make other content too.
True.
If you're already there, especially because it's way easier to do the short form.
Yeah.
So be on the lookout. You never know who's going to post something or what they're going to be posting. I know Luke, with his journalism stuff, really wants to break the news.
Yeah.
And just put a actual source out there for news articles. And Luke does a great job.
Yes, he does.
Of finding information and talking to people. I think it's that only child mentality. He's real good at talking to people.
Yeah. You
know, getting the information out of them, squeezing it out of them. He's got to know what he's getting for Christmas.
Well,
so be on the lookout.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun things that can come. So make sure you're following us individually and, of course, on the Second and Short accounts because we have some very fun things. We will probably be taking the next, like, 2 weeks off, probably.
Can't fucking wait.
Yeah.
Sure, you can't
I can't wait, dude. It's going to be a nice 2 weeks, I'll say that. And then we'll try and just start getting the ball rolling. I can't promise we're just going to hit the ground running.
Yeah.
But, we're going to just kind of ease into this and figure things out as we go. And then once we find something that works, kind of keep figuring things out because we don't really want to get stagnant with this. We want to have fun and we want to keep having fun. I think that's kind of the main priority here.
Yeah.
So make sure you're following us on everything and, anything else from either of you guys?
Well, I did have the George Pickens news, but the way that this podcast,
I don't think we need to cover the news today.
But anyway, if you guys are listening to this podcast, you should look up what George Pickens did. I'll let you read it on your own.
He's a piece of shit.
He kind of is.
Luke, make a TikTok about it.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. You're welcome to make a TikTok about it.
I can't wait to do that sensational content. You guys will never believe who Barcelona's getting.
Luke's going to turn
the hoopify. And stretch out the end of my sentences.
Yeah, dude, man. I can't wait for Luke to go short form.
It's gonna be it's gonna be so cringy.
Also, I know nobody's listening at this point.
Yes,
beware of rage bait. Just beware.
There's gonna be some rage bait.
There's gonna be a lot of rage bait.
But it won't be rage bait that I don't believe. I just have rage bait opinions.
Steelers will have a better record than the Baltimore Ravens.
If it gets posted and I'm rage baiting, that's my opinion now.
Yeah, that's a good point.
If I say that Brock Purdy's the best quarterback in the league,
brother,
you better believe I'm sticking to Brock Purdy's the best quarterback in the league.
Oh man, I don't know. I might have to. I might have to step in as as founder and CEO.
I'm sticking with it. I will argue with everybody in the comments. I will make a response video to every comment that calls me stupid.
It's funny as hell. All right, well. Guys, there's so much to look forward to. Thanks once again for listening to this episode or any episode that you have in the past. And make sure that you're ready for a couple weeks. We'll definitely be back. I don't know if two weeks isn't really set in stone, but we'll be back for like the All-Star break.
Yeah.
For sure. And for MLB. So that'll be kind of where I'd like to get things rolling. But these guys are welcome to kind of get started whenever they want.
Yeah.
All right. Well, are we good?
Yeah, thank you guys so much for listening
yeah.
and letting us be a part of, you know, kind of your, I guess, two days out of the week, you know.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Thank you guys so much.
Well, this has been the Second Short Podcast, and we'll catch you guys later. Peace.